Dear listeners, 大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天呢，我们开源英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你要跟你说说一个非常重要的话题，就是英语写邮件。
To whom it may concern, this is Adam.
特别是你要怎么来开头啊，像我们平时常用的 Dear， 诶，这个时候在邮件里好吗？跟谁可以用，跟谁不能用呢？那今天呢，我们就要来教大家非常有用的这些邮件规则，邮件礼仪。
So we are talking about email etiquette.
Etiquette 就是礼仪的意思。也可以说这些是一些 best practices.
You could. Best practices is something that a company does, right?
就是最佳的方法。
Right.
They kind of are. 好，那今天我们说的是 how you start or begin an email. 本来其实是想说 how you start and end an email.但我们准备好了大纲以后发现，哇，这个光 beginning就可以说很多。So I think we're going to do a two-parter.
Okay.
就是把那个 how you end an email 放在以后的一期节目里再跟大家说。
Oh, nice. Cool.
All right. Without further ado, let's dive right in. 好，那我第一个想问 Adam 的问题就是 email 开头啊， we're greeting someone, right?
Yes, it is called the greeting or the greeting line or the greetings.
Okay, so my question is, when you email greet someone,到底能不能用 dear 呢？
You can, but I'm going to just add a big but to that. A lot of my Chinese friends only say dear.
Oh.
You know, so if it's the beginning of a message or an email, it will just say dear.
就后面没有名字。
Right.
这个就很奇怪了。
Yes.
所以你不能光 dear 逗号，不管你是写邮件或者说跟朋友发微信。其实日常我天天见你，比如我给你发个微信说 Dear Adam 也都很奇怪， right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But like if it were like an agent who were talking to me or something, I would just say dear.
就客户或者说不常有工作接触的同事是可以的。But you want to always add their name, yeah, next to dear.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are worried that dear might sound too stuffy.
Stuffy 的意思是
like it's stuffy in here, like I can't breathe.
让人透不过气。
It's just way too formal.
Oh, 你们觉得 dear 很 formal?
Well, it is formal.
Oh, 那可能又是文化差异。我们还会觉得 dear 是不是太亲密了？
Right,
you know,
right, right, right.
It's a little bit too affectionate.
Right.
但是大家要记住，在英语写邮件的时候，用 dear 后面加一个人的名称，对于写一些 formal emails, 一些正式的邮件，这是非常好的一个开头。
Right, because it's a sign of respect, right? Dear Mr. Smith.
对，因为 dear 是表示对一个人的尊敬。那跟自己的老板呢也可以，比如跟大大大老板 Dear Mr. Smith.
Well, it depends, right? I'm sure a lot of like bosses today, they don't want to be called Mr. something. They probably want to foster that environment of, you know, hey, just call me Bill. So, but yeah, I mean, it's always wise to err on the side of caution and just stick with Dear Mr. Smith.
Okay, 所以 dear 后面可以加一个人的姓，但也可以直接加 first name. 就看你跟他的关系。
Yeah.
就我觉得加比如 Mr., Mrs., Miss 什么，你跟这个人可能没有见过面，就是你们没有一个 existing relationship.
Exactly.
Right? 好，看完 dear 以后，那 Adam 还有什么好的 email greeting 吗？
Well, there are so many. How about this one? Hi.
Oh, hi 也可以。
Hi, but yeah, but hi...Jenny, or hi Bill, hi Adam.
So, 后面也要加一个名字。
Yes, but this is going to someone who I already have some kind of relationship with.
Oh, 这个比 dear 就是没有那么的 formal, 而且就是可能你跟他见过面，然后有一些交集的，你可以说 hi, 谁谁谁。
Yeah, it sounds more friendly. It's still...Simple, it's still direct, it's just a bit more friendly.
Friendly, 对。那 hi, 因为我觉得还是挺口语、挺 casual 的。能用 hello 吗？ Hello 是不是比 hi 稍微 formal 一点，但又不像 dear 那么那么的 formal?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I personally don't say hello. It's probably somewhere in the middle, like maybe a bridge between dear, Bill and hi, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill. Right. It sounds like a good, you know, middle ground.
Yeah, a good、
right?
middle ground.
但是 hello 好像没有 hi 用的这么常用。
Yeah, I mean, it's not very common. It makes me think of like a letter that's going from like a charity or something. Like, hello, did you know that every day many children are hungry? You know, and if someone wrote me a letter that said, hello, Adam, like, it's not like I would go, but it just is, I don't know. For me, hello is used on the telephone.That's what hello is for.
Okay. 好，那如果你写邮件是要写给 a group of people?
That's a good question. So we could go back to hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. 经常我们 that's how we greet you guys, our listeners, in the beginning of the show.
I often say, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I've basically been paid to say, hey, guys, for the past... but, I mean, hey, guys is like...In a very recent show, we were talking about camping. So maybe if we were planning a camping trip with my friends, I'd say, hey, guys, we found the thing. We've got the date. But if it were like my coworkers, I'd probably say like, hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
I wouldn't say hey.
对，就是 hi 比 hey 要正式、mm-hmm. 然后 everyone 比 guys 也要正式。
Yes.
所以工作的场合如果你是给一群人发邮件的时候最好的这个开头是用 hi, everyone.
Yes.
What about hi, all? Hi, team.
Yeah, hi, team. I'm not going to say no. I think if you ever sent an email that said hi, team, I would probably...call Spencer and just start laughing.
是吗？你觉得很好笑？是不是 Hi Team 好像我是 Captain 的那种感觉、mm-hmm. 就好像很自以为是的 self-important.
Right, exactly, exactly. As for Hi All, I mean, Dear All, I've seen a lot.、Hi, yeah, I mean, it's okay.
但可能就是一些搭配了，就像你说的 Dear All,是更常用的搭配，然后 Hi Everyone 又是更、mm-hmm. 更好的一个 they just work better together.
I think you're right. I think the other thing about all is it really sounds kind of distant.
有点远
you know? So it's so funny how we're really trying to balance here between like you know too formal, not formal enough, too close, too distant. So if it's you know just again your coworkers, Hi Everyone.
Is the best.
And if they're really close to you, hey guys.
对对，诶，那如果说这些人所有的人要么都是女的，要么都是男的，我可以说 Hi ladies.
Hey、oh, ladies.
Hi gentlemen. I don't know.
Ladies. Yeah. Well, that's the thing about guys, right? We've been asked this a lot. If there are no men in that group.You probably shouldn't say guys,、but if there's at least one, it's safe to say、guys. Now, as for ladies, maybe that's what you call your lady friends.
对，我觉得女生之间用是 OK 的、mm-hmm. 就是男的如果给几个女孩写邮件说 Hi ladies,
Hi ladies.
Maybe, 对，其实听起来有点你知道是吧、
yeah.
有点让人有误解，但是比如我跟我的一些女性的朋友，我们那个微信群聊啊 ，WhatsApp 里面，就大家经常就、mm-hmm. ，Hey ladies， 你们要不要周末一起出去之类的、
Yeah, see that. I do see that. Some of my friends on Facebook post stuff like that. As for gentlemen, I would really just save gentlemen for.If you are ever hosting something and need to say,、ladies and gentlemen.
对不这么常用、啊 好的那今天我们都在讲 how you start your email,、you know, these email greetings.、
Mm-hmm.
是不是也可以用 greetings 这个词作为你邮件的开头
Yes, I use this one a lot. If I'm emailing someone that I don't know.
All right, 就是你给你不认识的人写邮件、
mm-hmm.
比如说找工作好了。你会这样开始一个邮件吗 ？You email them your resume. 你会 greetings?
Yeah. I'm thinking more like if I have a question or something,、I need to fix something, or maybe I'm looking to make an appointment. Because again, when you're looking for a job, you really want to have a nice, slick package there. Now, there's nothing wrong with greetings, but、as we'll get to in a second, it might help if you did a bit of research and found that, you know,
他的名字
right, Bill Smith we were talking to about before.
Okay, so greetings 好像听下来是比较适用于 general inquiry, 这种咨询。
Yeah, yeah, it's very friendly,、and I'm just, all I want to do is ask a question.
所以 greetings 直接逗号下面就可以写邮件了。
Yeah, and you know, another one you can use, just to go back to hi for a second, is just hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah.
Hi there 是口语里也常用的。
Yeah, I say it so much.
就是像 good morning, good afternoon,、yep. 就 hi there.
Yeah,、it's just a way to show that I am friendly,、or at least I am not unfriendly.
很友善。那这个 hi there 是跟不太熟的人用吗？还是朋友之间或者同事之间写邮件也可以 hi there?
Well, so my friends already know how friendly I am, so I don't really need to say like, oh, hi there to my friends. But you know, like,people in my apartment building、or again, if my phone breaks and I need to email the
customer support.
Exactly. Hi there. Greetings. To me, it means the same thing.
啊，对，其实这种 customer support 客服的场景还挺常见的、所以大家就可以 hi there or greetings 都可以。
Yeah, exactly.
你知道我会写什么吗、我几次海外电商网站买东西然后想要退货我都Dear support.
Dear support.
我觉得他是不是 会对我比较好因为我叫他亲爱的客服支持。
Dear support.
好的那我们今天节目的最后呢要跟大家说两个很重要的 what not to use, or what to avoid、when you start your email.
Okay, well,、dear sir.
Or dear ma'am.
Dear madam.
Madam.
Yeah, dear madam.、
所以这是不好的吗
It's not bad. It's just so old-fashioned.
Oh.
Yeah, dear sir. dear madam. Yeah, I don't think many girls like to be called madam these days.
而且我觉得它可能听起来 very impersonal. 如果你不知道那个人的名字那可能用 greetings 还比较好一点
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
What about this one? To whom it may concern?
This is the one we had to learn in, you know, like grade 4 and 5 when we're writing letters at school, right? To whom it may concern, to whom it may concern. Yeah, it's just so formal that it's like ridiculous.
好那我们最后要问 Adam 很重要的一个问题就是 If you're looking for a job,、求职的时候你发你的简历 What's the best greeting line to use?
The best greeting line? I mean, like we said before, it might not hurt to do a little bit of research,、find out that person's name.
但有的时候你找不到他的名字你可以写Dear hiring manager?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't have the best options, but that's something to go with.
对就是这个比写 Dear sir or man,、因为你也不知道他是男的女的
right,
对不对、
exactly.
而且也比写 to whom it may concern, 要好,
may concern.
要好很多、好那今天我们的节目就到这儿对于这个邮件 email,Greeting, email etiquette, 大家还有什么问题吗那听完了 how you start an email, 你是不是也想知道 how you end an email? 那我们以后再做节目跟大家分享。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.